that the bigger wind turbines that are out there are racking up as high as 3, 4, 5 meg. These are enormous turbines. They're kind of half the height of the Pigeon House chimneys. And actually, thinking of the Pigeon House chimneys, those two chimneys have been decommissioned. And I'd love to just knock one of them and be left with another and put a dirty big wind turbine on top. I think we could do the same kind of thing as they've done up in Dundalk with the wind turbine on top of Dundalk IT. I'd love to see the same one in Dublin. We could maybe generate 5 megs from it on a windy day. And what better symbol to show the transition away from the hydrocarbon economy into the low carbon green economy? I'd love to see that happen, and maybe it will over the next few years. Broadly speaking, the theme today is planning. Any thoughts that you have? I was just talking as we came on earlier on about the getting all the planning systems to line up with the National Spatial Strategy at the top, regional planning guidelines in the middle, county and city development plans at the down towards the bottom, and local area plans for areas experiencing a lot of development. Why do this? Why join up all the systems? Well, the state is investing in the hubs and gateways in the National Spatial Strategy. That should be complemented with travel measures, with planning measures, with education, the location of education, health, all those other things. You save money in doing that, and you give a touch of certainty. And within the planning system, we need a lot more certainty. If you build anywhere, let's say in Paris, in France at the moment, chances are, if you're close to the centre, you know you can go up 6 stories and then go back with another 2 stories that kind of pull back a bit from the facade. So the community knows what's going to happen. The developer knows the return on investment. And I want to see the same thing happening in towns and villages around the country. It won't be 6 stories. It'll probably be 2 or 3. But I think the community, anybody living there, a family needs to know across the road that it's going to be 2 stories being built. That's where the building edge will be. And the developer has a bit of certainty there as well. And so that if you're living in the middle of the countryside, you won't be surprised by 200 houses suddenly popping up, mushrooming overnight. Or in the case of Carrick and Shannon, there won't be suddenly apartments popping up overnight. A bit more certainty. We want to get more data out there. I'd love to see the information that the OPW and the Ordnance Survey has on flooding. Put that out there and maybe have a traffic light system of green. Maybe you can build orange, green, good place to build, orange perhaps, and red, don't even go there because it's going to be flooded every so often. More certainty is the key to a good planning system. Better design as well. I was at a gathering of architects last night. There was an awful lot of cowboys out there during the boom building stuff that shouldn't have been built. We need to up the ante on the form of buildings as well. So those are issues out there. You can type in the box if you're online and throw in your questions to me. Con, Dennis, Tom, good to have you there. It's good to have so many people online. And one of the stories I was trying to tell last night was, in the midst of a very difficult time for Ireland, in the midst of a global economic recession and a huge recession in Ireland that I think was fueled by a lot of the fairly flagula tax incentives here that were given out, there is good news there as well. I jumped on a Lewis yesterday over to Houston Station, took a brand new train down to Kilkenny, walked up through Kilkenny into a 500-year-old castle and went to a conference there. The building had been refurbished, state-of-the-art building refurbishment. We had a great talk about stronger towns, resilient communities, talking about local food chains, talking about where the big retailers should be located. Not the big boxes out of town right beside where the motorway is, but how can we consolidate existing towns? Mayor Malcolm Noonan from the Green Party hosted a good conference. We had people with strong views on Tesco coming across from the UK talking about their battle with the big boxes. A lovely buy local campaign being discussed out there. And the great thing about buying locally is that there's a huge multiplier effect for the local economy. And it was